Every 2 years, the art world descends on Venice, Italy, for a global exhibition. This year, the State Department chose a proposal from Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art to show the work of sculptor Simone Lee. She's the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale. As WBUR's Lauren Williams reports, Lee's work struck a chord with visitors.
Walk through Venice's tight alleys crammed with tourists and trek over the city's ancient canals dotted with singing gondoliers. And you'll see it, the gated entrance to the Venice Biennale. The century-old event is a massive international production, equal parts exhibition and diplomatic affair. On opening day, the U.S. Pavilion, which houses the American exhibition, was unrecognizable.
People are like gobsmacked when they turn the corner, walk down the corridor that faces the U.S. Pavilion and see the utter transformation.
Jill Medvedow is the director of Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art, which curated Simone Lee's work for the Biennale.
We're standing right in front of the U.S. Pavilion, where Simone Lee has created a new facade. In fact, it's a piece entitled Facade, and it consists of wooden columns and thatched roofing that are reminiscent of an African palace.
In front of the facade is a monumental 24-foot-high bronze sculpture called Satellite. It's so tall you can walk under its legs. It's a female form that draws on Dimba headdresses, but Lee has replaced the head with a satellite dish that transmits the solidity of Black women. Delita Martin, a printmaker from Houston, looks on in awe.
Just the scale, it's so immersive and it takes you into the work and it actually makes me think about womanhood and my linkage to past, you know, my history, my cultural history, history with my family.
Enter the exhibit and a statue of a woman washing clothes stands in a reflecting pool. Inside, 8 bronze and ceramic sculptures adorned with raffia and cowrie shells are arranged in stark white rooms. At a press conference, Lee says she uses history from across the diaspora to craft her art.
I chose the title Sovereignty because I was trying to figure out a way to point to ideas of self-determination, you know, the real purpose of Black feminist thought is our desire to be ourselves and to have control over our own bodies.
Sovereignty, or freedom from external control. This idea is not lost on her audience. For visitor Erica Dupree, seeing Lee's sculptures is an all-encompassing experience.
It represents everything from our past, current, and future. I've never seen anything or felt anything like it. I feel seen. It's hard for me not to be in tears. We've never been seen. So it's pretty amazing.
Dupree isn't the only tearful attendee. Seeing the Black female form presented as inescapable, captivating figures is deeply moving for others too. Twin photographers Jalyn and Jabril Duramel stand outside facing Lee's massive sculpture and discuss how Lee's work, while inspired by Black history, is inventive.
Because of the intensity and violence of our history, it's almost like we have this obsession of revisiting it.
The way they see it, Lee is helping light the way for the future of Black art. Jabril says that the balance between power and sensitivity in her sculptures is a model for his own work.
It just touched me on in a sense of beauty and form. I love the beauty of it and the form of it, and maybe that's shallow and reductive of her exhibition, but it moved me in that way, and I was happy, and I was satisfied and inspired.
Lee stands strong in the fact that her primary audience is Black women, and her ability to touch the heart of her audience is uncanny. Shante Mitchell, a visitor from Memphis, says that the bronze and ceramic sculptures made her feel connected.
I'm not by myself in some of the things that I think about and feel. Yeah, she put it in the art.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lauren Williams.